Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Coming up on May 2nd, there's going to be a very important item on the ballot for voters to decide involving the Houghton Portage Township Schools. So here to talk about a bond proposal that the school system has is Doreen Klingbeil. She is the school superintendent, and Brad Baltensberger. He is president of the school board. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Let's just kind of start with the bare bones of the proposal. What is it that the school system is hoping to be able to do?
Well, essentially, we went after the proposal because we have been looking at our facilities over the last couple of years, and what we really have is an aging facility. And these items need to be upgraded and need to be maintained. So that is why we're going for the millage. And so we have some specific areas that we're targeting that really need to be improved.
Okay. This has come up in the past, at least portions of it. It's been, you know, revamped. You're looking at some other things. Just because the voters don't approve the previous one doesn't mean the problems go away. They're still there. And there's, as a school superintendent, as a school mm-hmm. system, you still have to kind of deal with those problems. And so that's why it's good to come back and, we take another look at these things and then see what else is needed. So what kind of things are you're talking about upgrades that mm-hmm. need to be done? What needs to be done?
Yeah, you made a good point. You know, as a school district, you have to keep maintaining your buildings, and we do that. But our general fund, we have a healthy general fund, but the majority of our general fund needs to take care of personnel. And, you know, most people, you know, understand that, of course. So we maintain things that we can along the way, but these are much bigger items that our general fund cannot support. So we're looking at our elementary building, and we're looking at our access to the drop-off area and the pickup area. And so if you have been there to pick up or drop off a child, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We have a lot of congestion in that area. So we would like to improve that for safety reasons and to improve the smoothness of that.
Police Chief John Donnelly was recently talking to the Houghton City Council about that issue and mm-hmm. the need for it, because from the police standpoint and safety standpoint, Sharon Avenue becomes very congested around the time that people would be dropping off and picking up children, especially in the morning rush hour. And the intersection that's there mm-hmm. Becomes, could be, quite dangerous, actually, with so mm-hmm. many people, making that turn. And his point of view was that the city would then, build a road that would mm-hmm. lead to the backside of Houghton Elementary. There, that's where the new drop-off and pickup spot would be. But from the city point of view, it would also help clear up a really congested, dangerous intersection, too.
It would. We didn't have it in our first proposal because we're landlocked. So we're very happy that the city has met with us and they're willing to help us. Since we're landlocked, we didn't have permission to go up to Sharon through that area. But now, working with the city, we can do that. So we have designed an area where the drop-off parents will have options. They can still come in off of Military, or they also could come in from Sharon Avenue. So this would kind of disperse, and hopefully, then it would just be easier. It would ease some traffic up at the stoplight as well as coming in and out of our area.
Previous bond proposals have included some upgrades to the athletic facilities at the high school, also some technical upgrades, security upgrades. Are these still included?
Almost all of the physical upgrades that we had in the proposal last year are still in place. But I think probably last year's proposal, we were limited in what we could say at that time according to state law. And I don't think we clearly pointed out to the public the kind of changes we were looking at the time. For example, a lot of people said, well, why aren't you doing anything with carpeting in the elementary school? Well, that was part of the proposal. So we have a lot of things that go into this proposal, which include, as Doreen's talking about, the need for continuing to upgrade and replace aging facilities. So we have carpeting that's 30 years old in the elementary school. That's getting replaced. We have a lot of new furniture is included, new casework, work on bathrooms that are 30 years old and are looking aged. And that, along with upgrading the athletic and physical education facilities.
That should strike home to anybody who's, been a lifelong Houghton resident. If if upgrades haven't been done in 30 years and you have children that are going to the school right now, just think, nothing's changed since you were there, you know, when you're talking about some of these facilities. So those bathrooms that you used 30 years ago, they're the same, or the carpeting that, you know, maybe you, you know, you ran on when you were a child, your children now are also using the same exact carpeting. So, you know, you would think that that would hit, you know, home to certainly parents who have children going to the school system.
And anyone who's gone to athletic events at the field has been sitting on the same bleachers for probably about 60 years. We're not really sure when we got those bleachers from Michigan Tech and when they were built, but they're aging, they're not handicapped accessible, they're not compliant. We've got a track that has standing water most of the year. We have a football field that is half on bedrock and half on swamp, and you can imagine what the surface of that looks like. So we've had several major projects that the school has done over the last 30 years, and in none of those projects have we put any significant amount of funding into the outdoor recreation facilities. This is what we're doing this time, is to rectify that difference that we had from previous projects.
In a moment, I do want to get back to the pickup and drop-off area of the elementary school, since, you know, at least when we put out that information, there seemed to be a lot of positive support for that. So I think that that will be an easy sell, you know, as far as that portion of the bond proposal. But talking about the athletic facilities, because you're looking at such a major upgrade, what we were hearing last year was, you know, do the students really need to have, you know, that good of you know, a football field, new baseball fields, those type of things. What's the benefit of having all of those upgrades?
You know, our students do deserve that. You know, we have so many students that participate in either in sports, track, football, band, so our PE classes. So, you know, having an improved area would give us the ability to use the facilities so much more. And that's what we really want. We want the use of the facilities. So right now, we have to stay clear of it. They can't go out there and use it. It's too, the drainage isn't good. We can't get out there in the spring. We haven't held a track meet now for 2 years because of the facilities, the poor conditions. We've grown as far as we've had girls softball, and that's been very successful. We also now have boys baseball, and we would like to add a field there so that we can have our games at home at the high school. So this is really used for so many different areas. Also, we'd like the community to use it. Right now, it's very difficult for the same reasons why we can't use it. But our soccer community has reached out to us. They would like to use the facilities. Certainly, they would be more than welcome to do so. We would like to have the rubber track available for walking for the community, you know, after hours and weekends. We're planning on having more of a turnstile area so that you can get into the facilities, and we would like to make that available.
Now, I know, though some may have said that it sounds extravagant, my son graduated from a school downstate, Walled Lake Northern, and certainly his school and schools around him had fabulous facilities. I mean, just, you know, we've got good facilities, and they were great facilities 30 years ago up here with many of our high schools. Some of them, you know, even older than that. But compared to what, you know, many of the other students in our state are enjoying, and what, you know, what basically is required now for, you know, a good athletic program, Houghton doesn't have it. You know, there are other school systems here too struggling with the same thing. I, you know, what you've described is very much what my son, you know, the type of facility my son was at just 5 years ago when he graduated in Walled Lake Northern. You know, those kind of, you know, really kind of a great football stadium. You go there and it's, you know, the facilities are good for the public. They're good for the students. There's a lot more, I guess, thought about the safety of the students now too. You know, I remember running on a busted up, you know, track back in, you know, 1988. But, you know, we're a lot more sensible now, you know, and so the technology also is there to make sure that those facilities are a lot safer and healthier for the kids who are doing athletics.
I think that, though, that even when this facility is complete, this is not going to be a luxurious athletic complex. This is not going to quite frankly, look like Walled Lake either today or 30 years ago. This is going to be a good facility. It's going to be useful to the community. It's going to be useful to students. It's going to be friendly, but it's not going to be luxurious. It's really what we need. The district, the school board doesn't go out looking for ways that we can spend a lot of money. We go out looking for how can we get a good facility for a reasonable cost.
Right. Important upgrade over at the Houghton Elementary School. For parents dropping and picking kids up, how would that help them?
Well, if you have less congestion, then it should be smoother for them, because we realize, you know, parents are dropping off and picking up and they need to go to work or they need to be somewhere. So, you know, they're looking to kind of come in quickly and have a safe area for their child to get in and out of the vehicle. And so it's we just want to make it safer than it is. And we want to make sure that they feel comfortable and that it's improved. We've looked at it over the years. I've had a class from Michigan Tech come and look at it, and we just are landlocked and we just really didn't have anywhere to go. So this definitely would be a big improvement for us.
And the road there that's being used right now, if I'm trying to remember my street name, so Military Becomes Bridge.
Bridge, correct.
Okay. Yeah. That's, you know, a lot of people use that to sort of cut down to get to mm-hmm. Montezuma Avenue. So you have a lot of traffic that's not associated with the elementary school and are not obeying the 25-mile-an-hour speed limit there either. So you have, you know, extra traffic, you know, more congestion, faster traffic than mm-hmm. what should be there. If you have that dedicated road coming from over, be across from where is it Range or River Valley Bank?
River Valley Bank.
There, the city would build that road, and then it gives you a back entrance into the Houghton Elementary School. Mm-hmm. Then the majority of the traffic that will be on that will be parents who are dropping kids off and picking them up.
Correct. That would be the reason why you would use that. You can, and it would be a two-way, so you can come in and drop off. You could come in and pick up. So that would definitely be an option. We did a survey out to our parents, and it came back positive that, you know, there were parents that would use that area. There's some parents that won't, so you can go the way that you have been going if you need to take a different direction. But it had a very positive response.
How much are you asking from the voters?
This is a $10.9 million bond proposal. We are looking to increase by 0.75 mils. Last year, it was 1.38. So the reason why it's less this year is because we did refinance some of our bonds. So by refinancing, we were able to reduce some interest. So this is an increase to taxpayers, but it's less of an increase than what we had proposed last year. So an example last year is a home that a market value of $150,000. Their tax increase would have been a little over $100. It was like $103. So this year, this proposal for 10.9, the tax increase is $56. So it's literally half the increase. So we're excited about that too.
And the upgrades to the pickup and drop off is actually added in.
That's right.
So you're getting more than, you know, what you're originally asking, but then asking for less money.
Right. Last year we were asking for 8.69, and it was a 1.38 mil increase. So this year it's 10.9, and it's a 0.75 increase.
What are taxpayers paying for the school systems in this area compared to areas that are around us?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think that we're kind of in the ballpark. You know, it just depends. A lot of schools do some refinancing and go for different millages. I think some of the local area schools have done that recently.
You know, about 20 years ago, almost every district in this area went for millage for building expansion, renovations, new buildings. So really the entire Copper Country area at that point committed to additional funding for school infrastructure. And so I think Doreen's right. We're in the ballpark. We're relative to other districts in the immediate area.
When's the last time that there's been an increase?
I don't think that when we did the new area, that was not an increase.
I'm going to say it was probably 1997.
Yeah, so we're looking at
97-98.
But about 20 years ago since there's been an increase to for the school system. You have a probably where it gets reset, you know, when you have the renewals, you know, but the millage renewals, but this is an increase.
Right. There's an operational renewal. That's, you know, operating funds. This is debt fund, so it's different.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there money available apart from asking from the voters to get this done? Is there money from the state or other sources that, you know, come in to help schools do these kind of upgrades?
We wish.
Yeah. There's something called the Michigan School Bond Loan Fund that helps support some of this, but I don't know if I can give you dollar figures on what that contribution is. Basically, it helps spread some of the millage over time. But basically, in Michigan, school construction and renovation is the job of property owners in the district. Okay.
If this was not to pass, what items that are on the proposal are the ones that are going to give you the biggest headaches of, oh, we didn't get the money for this and we really, really need it? I mean, we talked about, you know, the upgrades to the elementary school and why that would be great to have. Somebody might say, well, I don't drop my kids off there, or I'm fine dropping them off the front, so that doesn't move me. Or my kids don't play athletics, so that doesn't move me. But there are those things that when people use the schools, they have to have them.
Well, you have to have a roof. And we have a 20-year-old roof that needs replacing. And if that money doesn't come from a bond issue, it has to come from operating funds. And that's operating funds that we don't spend on educating kids. So that's a good place to start right there. There are other areas where I suppose you can let things deteriorate. If you want to walk into some of the public restrooms, they look like they're at least 30 years old. When you have that much use over time, I suppose some of those we might just have to leave alone depending on how tight our operating budget is. I don't see any alternative in terms of the track, for example. We would have to continue to not be able to have track meets. The football field is in really bad shape. At one of our public forums last year, one of our residents said, you know, when I played football for another school 25 years ago, Houghton had the worst football field in the area. And that was then. And we haven't done anything to improve it in the meantime. I don't see where the funds come from for those things.
Okay. No, we'd have to keep doing what we're doing, really, essentially, which is you kind of put a Band-Aid on things here and there, or you replace things in very small amounts. So it doesn't get you very far. You know, Brad mentioned, you know, the restrooms, you know, our lockers need to be replaced. The lockers in the hallways need to be replaced. You know, these things get used. They get used by students. And we know that sometimes maybe they're not as gentle as they could be. So these things wear out. And it's just like your home. If you have things that are 28 years plus old, things have to be replaced. But we have a large facility and we have two buildings to maintain.
There are certain elements of a community that I think that people who live here take a great deal of pride in a lot of, some of its infrastructure related, you know, if you have, you know, good roads that aren't crumbling and falling apart, if you've got a well-equipped police department and fire department, if your school system is, you know, you're sending your kids to a school that you feel proud that they're going to. You know, again, just kind of go back to the road. If you're driving around crumbling roads, potholes everywhere, well, you are not happy about that. You know, it's something that you want to see change. You don't want, you know, people coming into your town and having to drive on crumbling roads. So I think for a community standpoint, for somebody who lives here, even if you don't have, you know, if you don't have kids or your kids have grown, or, you know, you don't feel that, you know, you want to see more money going to an athletic field or to locker rooms or something, there's a great sense of pride in having, you know, facilities that you walk in and you feel pretty good about it. The football team takes the field and they don't have the worst football team or worst football field in the area. They, you know, they have something that they're pretty happy to go play on. I don't know if a teenager ever walks into a bathroom and go, wow, this is a really nice bathroom. But they do probably walk in, you know, and might say, well, what a really crummy bathroom.
I have heard it. I've heard it recently, yes.
So, you know, even if it's just to avoid some of those negative feelings, I think it's worth taking a look. And, you know, I'm allowed to have an opinion on it, so I will share my opinion that, you know, I've seen this bond proposal come up a couple of times, and I've been surprised that it hasn't, you know, gone through. I do talk to a number of people, and I understand some of the reasoning behind the detractors, but also, you know, I get the rare opportunity that some people don't is I get to visit the facilities quite a bit. And I visit a lot of facilities, and so I can see where those needs are.
You know, last year, when it didn't pass by 7 votes, and unfortunately, I had a lot of people express to me they just thought it was going to pass. They hadn't gone to vote. They weren't no voters. So this year, we just want to make sure that people know that the date is coming. We want people to be aware of it. We want to remind people to vote. We're really proud of our students and our community and our parents, and we have a lot of support. So, you know, this is the direction we're going in, and you know, we're looking forward to it.
This is a district that has really supported its schools repeatedly over the years. And you talk about community pride, and I think there is tremendous community pride in the facilities. And there are we've had tremendous support for a lot of these proposals that we've been putting forth. And I think that the public in Houghton and Portage Township is going to really see great value in what will be coming forward.
If everything gets approved, how long do you suspect that these facilities would be, you know, useful and in good condition? New football field, per se.
Well, our hope is with good care, and that's our plan. That, you know, we're looking at least 15 to 20 years of, of use, and we'll maintain along the way.
And how long is the millage increase for?
The millage increases for 25 years.
Okay.
So that's how long that would last.
And we're required in our proposal to demonstrate that the useful life of the improvements equals or exceeds the amount of time it takes to pay off the bond.
Okay. Sure.
Our existing millage debt, though, drops off in 17 years, so there would be a decrease in payments in 17 years.
I'd like to see anybody in the Copper Country go 20 years or more without having any work done on the roof. You know? Yeah, it seems a lot of these things are very sensible. If you take a look at you break down where the money's going to, and some of the other things that will get done maybe don't make a big splash, as Brad mentioned, carpeting. I know that there was some of the security technology upgrades, and you don't want. You don't want security in a school system that's 10, 20 years old, or however old it is. I mean, it changes so fast. You don't want to say, well, yeah, we really can't protect the students because our security system's 10 years old. We don't have Windows operating systems that are 10 years old that do very good on a computer. So those upgrades have to be done. Dorian and Brad, I want to thank you for coming in today. The election is on May 2nd. You're looking for a $10.9 million bond proposal that was, I'm going to read my own writing, 0.75 mils, an increase over 25 years. It sounds like it would, you get a lot of bang for your buck, you know, if you vote yes. And as you mentioned, the last one missed by 7 votes. So whenever if you ever think, oh, my vote doesn't really count, it certainly does count.
It does.
So thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thanks for having us.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.